John F. Kennedy Library President's Office Files. Presidential Recordings Collection. Tape number 62, 2 of 2. No excisions.
Prospect of air escalation. additional sentence on G, which says, this approach would, of course, be altered materially if favorable answer were received from Khrushchev on aisle 28 before press conference.
Give me the actual language you have on that there, Paul, just that little insert. Our active Soviet participation in
it. Or an active Soviet participation in action against necessary surveillance.
Okay.
Military action.
Soviet military participation.
That's right.
We don't care what time it
is. Is A, should A be broken into two parts? Because the IL-28 was an awfully important point in the establishment arrangement for inspection and adequate safeguards. Reintroduction of offensive weapons, and also to determine whether the weapons, the offensive weapons there, other than the IL-28, for instance, atomic weapons, are actually
on the island. Well, that's the arrangements for group. What's group?
Ground.
That should be ground. Thank you.
that...
It would need to be...
We need to send something to the governments tomorrow.
I have a telegram which to the OAS government saying that we expect to get a draft of the resolution that we would propose in case we don't get the IL-28 to them within 24 hours, something we might not have clearly detect. But if we want action on the trade and not rush them unduly as we did last time, and for which there isn't the same excuse.
We can't do that this time.
I think we ought to get it out tomorrow to them.
That's where you get it, into our tables tomorrow evening after the press conference. We'll get the same telegram to them tonight, and we give them the others.
Yeah. We could get the other by cable out tomorrow with the things so that you can tell them to go.
The telegram, as I have it in the draft, said we will send the text of the resolution in 24 hours, but it does give the broad gist of it. But we can take that out if you don't want to commit yourself now.
I'm still a little troubled about this position we'd be in if, after our first air action, when the Soviets take out the 28th, we are already committed to lift the quarantine. Here we'd be tying the OAS down specifically to the quarantine on the basis of both, the 28th and the other business. I wonder if this resolution would be too ineffectual if you start out by one, reaffirming the resolution of October 23. Second, recommend that each country consider what additional measures could be taken without messing them. And three, inform the Security Council of this otherwise. It has been our view that A and B were covered by the October 23rd resolution. I don't see any harm in mentioning continued aerial surveillance in this resolution, but as an example, but
say was that if things do happen, we'll want to get together with you as to how we respond. But until they happen, we don't know what.
I think that the president's press conference statement might say that he is making, we're making a full report to the order of consultation of the OAS. That could meet on the next day. Could meet on Wednesday.
Can it meet as the organ?
Yes, it would be a public meeting, whereas we saw them tomorrow, frankly. Have a public meeting the next day. And in the public meeting, say that it is our view that at the present time, the resolution of October 23rd provides all of the authorization necessary to members to take steps if necessary, but if this should seem advisable for the OAS to take additional, and it comes to additional decisions, that we would be prepared to convene the organ of consultation promptly.
Would that mean that we were then hung to another meeting before we did anything further?
No, that's what we don't want.
No. That's what we don't want to do.
No, we don't. If we did anything that we thought so far outside of that resolution of October 23rd, that would be real misgivings about it, we could have another meeting. But the October 23rd resolution really.
At a meeting with the ambassadors last Tuesday, I made clear that we were conducting surveillance under the October 23rd resolution. We felt we must do so, and we must defend our right to do so. There is no flag.
They don't have any planes capable of flying surveillance of our planes, do they?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, just going back again, we want to change the letter to the three Western heads of state.
Right.
the measures we have taken under the resolution of October 23rd. Measures taken under the resolution. Authorized all appropriate action, including the use of armed force.
All right.
Paragraph. Meanwhile, we shall be considering further action.
We are considering. Further actions?
Actions.
Which may involve air
response.
Now, don't we have to say air response to any
interference?
To any interference with our surveillance?
Which may involve air response in support of our necessary surveillance.
Air response to any attack, isn't it, on our surveillance?
The only problem about air response, it gives the impression that they're going to shoot down planes in the air, but
ships, and I think they're enormous advantages.
Depending upon that,
here. Let me give you that.
Support to Castro.
Not necessarily make the decision now that we get a new resolution. Isn't that